Ladies, who's that in the mirror? Is that the Geico caveman from those commercials years ago? No, that's you, okay? So what can you do about it? Well, I'll tell you. At Toolbox Studio Salon in Cincinnati, you can pre-book a appointment to get those dirty, dirty eyebrows fixed, okay? That's toolboxstudiosalon.com. I'll put the link in the description. Go get them shits fixed, okay? All right, episode 17. Last week I was not very prepared, so I called Jake, and that was a good conversation. And Jake returned to the podcast for at least one episode. He'll be back with more after he gets his basement fixed. I'm sure it's pretty close now. I think he sent me a Snapchat a little while ago with it close to done. I'm trying some new stuff here. No headphones, because when I wear those, I can't hear myself talk because I don't have a mixer. So getting that together. Saving up to buy one of those. Need a car, too. Just trying to get it all together. This episode is definitely is out on Thursday, because I got super busy and had a lot of school, Zoom meetings, and I have a speech due in my public speaking class that is online, so that's cool, that I have to film, and it's taken up a lot of time, and I had a midterm, all that stuff, so I won't be able to edit this together in time for tomorrow morning, because it takes forever to upload to YouTube, and I have work tonight, so not gonna happen. In the meantime, I will get started on this episode. Got some stuff to talk about here, so let's get the first clip ready.
You know what? Like, I'm really glad you two can talk to each other in whatever language it is that you're speaking, but it's really rude. And if you want to be polite to the customer, okay? If you want to be polite to the customer, then you speak English to the customer in America, okay? My kids don't eat green things. They eat red peppers. You calm down. Okay, usually you make with green pepper. I ordered it with red pepper. What are you gonna do about it?
If you like, you can make you like.
Okay, well, how long is it gonna take?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. I don't have 15 minutes for you not to know English, not to get it right the first time. You get it right the first time. The customer is always right. That's how it works here. And I don't have time for this. I don't have time for 15 minutes of you two being rude, talking about whatever it is you're talking about, in whatever language it is that you're speaking, okay? This is America, and you get it right the first time. You get it right the first time. Get it right the first time. Get it right the first time, okay?
Dude, what a way to end a racist public freakout, which are my favorite, always. That was just this, for a little bit I thought it was fake, but it's not. If you're just listening, this blonde woman, she's ordering food, and the foreign workers are speaking their native language, which if you've ever worked in customer service with people that speak another language, people do that because it makes them comfortable and they're at work. So if there's an issue and two people that speak a different language need to figure out what the problem is, they're likely going to speak their native tongue. And for this lady to freak out, a couple things, really. She was mad that they're speaking another language, which that's what they do. When you speak another language, you speak your native tongue. And then she says the golden words, the customer is always right. No, they're not. My only jobs have ever been customer service. The customer is often wrong about a lot of things. Now, when you work customer service, you have to pretend that they're always right, sure, but they're not. And if you think you are, then you got bigger issues. the that way of thinking is so dumb and hopefully goes out of style soon. I think a lot of younger people understand a little bit better than the older generation, but the workers were not confrontational. They were just trying to figure out the issue and help out, and she was freaking out. She was obviously mad about something else. She was too white that day. She woke up, she's like, oh, I'm too white, gotta piss off some foreigners. And then it ended in the best way it possibly could, with her running into the door, which is amazing. Dude, one time I worked at Lowe's in the lumber department, and this guy, first of all, I learned stuff about myself, man. I was with my coworker who had worked there for a long time. He's honestly probably the best customer service person I've ever worked with, or like, you know, seen in general. He was always so nice to customers. He knew everything that he was talking about, always, and worked harder than anyone in the whole department, especially me. And I was working with him. We were trying to organize a shelf in the, you know, tools lumber department section. And so while we're doing that, we're organizing. We're like super focused on the thing right in front of us. And there's this customer that's next to us. Now, if you've ever been a customer, which most of us have, if you have a question, go ask someone, you know? Like, pretty simple. Don't wait for them, because sometimes they're doing stuff. They could be helping other people. I know that a lot of times you're walking around the store and someone will come up to you and say, hey, can I help you? That's because that person is bored, or they're just not, they don't have anyone else to help. So if they're busy, then they're likely not going to go out of their way to see you because they're focused on something else. With that being said, this guy that was standing next to us, just going through the shelf, just like we were organizing, he was looking for something. He wasn't saying anything. He was just looking, and then he would look over at us, and but he wouldn't say anything. I just saw him at the corner of my eye. I thought he was just looking at this part of the shelf now. He would go like this, but I thought he was just looking up. And then the dude's like, are you guys going to help me? And my super nice coworker was like, oh, sorry, man. What do you need? Like, sorry, we didn't know you needed any help. He's like, well, what do you think this is? Like, I'm a customer. Of course I need help. Immediately, he's already angry and confrontational. That type of behavior is so annoying. He starts arguing with, like I said, the nicest Lowe's employee that I've ever met in my entire life about how he wasn't helpful, and me being someone that didn't care too much about working at Lowe's as much as my coworker did, because he needed that job, because he'd worked there a long time, didn't want to get fired. I decided to defend him, and I started arguing with the guy, and I was like, you didn't tell us that you needed help. Don't expect people to help you. What do you need so that we can help you? And he starts arguing with me, asking me what time I'm off so that he can fight me later. So I told him 5 o'clock. I wasn't really down to fight. I had hurt my calf playing basketball recently, maybe, or also my forearm. I don't know, but I didn't really want to fight him, but I wasn't going to back down right there. And so I'm like face to face with this dude. I'm trying to go around him and he's blocking me. He's like scooting around me like we're kids in a high school hallway. And so it's heating up. People are filming it. Like, other customers are filming it. And, like, it's like reaching a boiling point, and my coworker, being the good man that he is, pulls me back, and he's like, we'll go get our manager. And we did, and that guy got kicked out of the store, and I kept my job. So it all worked out in the end. And that, if there's a lesson there, it's, you know. So anyways, man, it's like, dude, just people like this, dude. I love public freakouts, though, especially when they're racist. Luckily, like, I wasn't racist. Because my coworker was Mexican, and he was like a mixed, like black and white, I guess. And so glad he didn't get racist. If he got racist towards me, doesn't really matter. I'm a white man, so who cares? It's oh yeah, dude. Speaking of which, I posted another prank video, and the first comment was the N-word from some random person who deleted it right after. And it was weird, because I don't get many comments, so like for that to be one of the only ones shows how common people like that are. And I just, like, I was wondering, like, what, it was his full name too, it was William Hayes, so like he could easily just be found out by, like, you know, anyone. I didn't know who he was. But, yeah, he decided to comment the N-word on my video, which is like, you know, why? I've never been called that before. At least I don't think. Not in front of my face. It's like, what motivates you to need to comment that on just an innocent prank video? Which, you know, speaking of which, I resorted this week to calling customer service people, which I've, like I said, I've been one, who don't deserve harassment. And I asked them if they just farted. Now, they didn't deserve that. But Craigslist was not giving me any phone numbers, because every time I click on a phone number, it would say there was an error message. And I really wanted to ask people if they farted, so I decided to call hotel concierges. And it was fun and super awkward, because I don't know if you've ever asked someone if they just farted when they didn't, that you didn't know. But it makes you feel a certain amount of guilt that is weird, and a large amount. And they were so nice about it. They just wanted to book me a room. And if you saw the end of the video, this lady was so nice, and she had this old, just nice voice, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't even ask her if she just farted, because I knew she didn't, and if she did, I wouldn't have even cared. I wouldn't have cared, because she was so nice. She can fart all she wants, dude, you know? That's how we do it, dude. We let old people fart when they need to, because sometimes they can't control it. Yeah, it was awkward, dude. But recent, like, Craigslist is still being weird, but some phone numbers are showing up, so I'll make another video soon doing something else. Not that I need a break from asking people if they just farted, I'll tell you what. But yeah, it was fun. If you go to YouTube, check it out. If you're watching here, you can probably see it on my channel. If you're listening, then go to YouTube and watch it, dude. It was fun. It was very fun. It probably make you cringe, honestly. Yeah, dude, it's been, I feel more prepared for this week's episode than I was for last one, if you haven't noticed already. Last week was just not, I liked talking about the Hitler stuff. Dude, oh yeah, someone else commented. Last week I talked about Hitler because Rachel Maddow said, "Hi, Hitler." She said, "Hi, Hitler." She didn't say, "Hail, Hitler." But the kid, some dude that commented, who also deleted it right after, because I guess he didn't want to be looked at as the expert on all things Nazi, tried to correct me on there. And he was like, because the lady in the video had an 8-8 tattooed on her arm, which I already knew what it meant, and I mentioned it in the video. It's 8-8-HH, Hail Hitler. Rachel says, "Hi, Hitler." The guy said, she says, "Hail Hitler," because A-H-H, and then he says, "Get your facts straight before you make fun of someone." And then he deleted the comment, probably because I mentioned that. Dude, I have 60 subscribers on YouTube. And for me to get two just dumb, bad comments already means that that, like, I can, I'm just trying to imagine what it's like for someone that actually has, like, a ton of fans. Dude, they're, like, there's whole pages about people that I like that are just centered around hating them. And, yeah, I wonder what it's like to hate someone that you don't know that much. Because there's, dude, there's plenty of famous people that I don't like. But, I don't know. It's like, I wouldn't, I don't think I would ever do something like that. If I ever comment something, it's only to be funny, and that's it. That's it. Dude, I commented on my friend's dad's Instagram post today and made fun of him. And that's because I know he can take a joke. And that's another thing. If you can't take a joke, then you shouldn't be dishing jokes, you know? It's kind of off topic, but I don't have any local boners this week. I don't think I had any last week either. But I do have a new thing. It's not new that I hate it, but because I've always hated it. But it's something new to talk about, and let's pull it up here. So, this is a someone that loves astrology. Dude. Honestly, like, dude, one time this girl, she told me multiple times that she felt bad for me because I didn't believe in astrology. Because I didn't believe that the placement of stars and planets affected the way I behaved. She said she felt bad for me. And this tweet says, astrology be one of the oldest sciences on earth and MFs still don't believe in it, okay? Cool. And it has 111,000 likes. Dude, we're gonna destroy civilization because most of us are dumb as shit. It's always people that tweeting this that have 400,000 tweets and I've had Twitter for 2 years. Those are the people that tweet shit like this. People that tweet shit like this are the ones that say my toxic trait is being too nice to people. Okay. Dude. No, it isn't. You suck. Astrology is not a science. It's a pseudoscience. We all knew that. It's been debunked by real science for years. Carl Sagan, one of everyone's favorite geniuses, if you know him, he taught Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he did the first Cosmos, and he wrote the book Cosmos, which I read, and he rips into astrology in that, and how there's been studies and things for decades about how wrong astrology is, and that it's debunked, and that's what science does. It debunks stupid shit like that. And yet, 111,000 people liked that tweet. Unreal. Dude, that blows my mind. Blows my mind, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think if you... people like believe in that. I don't know. I think they're looking for something. And they haven't found it yet. Just trying to make sense of everything, I guess, but music, you know? Anyways, I need to distract myself from that, so let's watch.
I took you for a ride on my big green tractor as long as I met you. I really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to.
Yep. So that was Elijah Collins. I found him on TikTok. He wants everyone to know that he's really an MMA fighter and singing is just for laughs. So that was just a joke, but I don't know. I thought it was good. He didn't get any of the words right, or like, you know, not in order at least. I wish I didn't know the words to that song, but I think I know every word to that song, and I know he did it wrong. So if you listened to the end of the episode last week, if you made it that far, I played a kid singing on TikTok. He sang some song. I don't remember what it was. Oh, he sang that song, Roxanne, and played the actual music. But since he sang over it, I don't get copyright flagged for it, which is awesome. So I'm going to start playing, I think, his videos at the end of every episode because they're good. And I have one this week of him, and he's honestly just a kid that's trying to get his singing out there. Look, he's not my favorite, but someone might like him, so I'll play him at the end of every episode, so stick around for that. That'll be fun. I had... Dude, the music out there, man. For sure my mic's picking it up. My stepmom got me a membership for MasterClass, which is awesome. I've wanted to have a membership for that for a long time, but I just didn't want to spend the money. And it's pretty cool, honestly. And I haven't started any classes yet. I'm gonna probably when I'm done, when I'm caught up with school, definitely over the summer. But dude, a lot of these look very interesting, but a lot of them look so stupid. Dude, how? How is Gordon Ramsay gonna teach me cooking, really? He can't taste it, and if he did, he'd just yell at me. Steph Curry teaches shooting, ball handling, scoring. I guess you could do that, but what? You're supposed to bring your laptop to the basketball court? Dude, all the writing stuff, screenwriting, filmmaking, Texas-style barbecue, okay? I don't know. I mean, sure, Samuel L. Jackson could teach action because Samuel L. Jackson could probably teach anything. And I'll probably watch that one because, you know what, I believe he could do that. It's like... I feel like Annie Leibovitz teaches photography. So I'm sure that you learn a lot about photography and things like that. But it's not like she could check it to see if it's any good. I've wondered if she like looks at the camera like, there you go. Just like that. Good job. Like she's Dora. Jane Goodall teaches conservation. I'm actually definitely going to watch that. Dude, there was another one. Hold on. Christina Aguilera teaches singing. What? How? She can't hear you. What are you really, like, how are you going to sing like Christina Aguilera? That seems like it has to be a one-on-one thing. Most of it actually is, you know, you could definitely learn. James Suckling teaches wine appreciation. Let's really go over what you have to do to learn wine appreciation. It's either you just now appreciate wine a little more by making a decision, or you have to buy every bottle of wine that he is tasting so that you can taste with him, because otherwise you can't taste it. Because he's the one tasting it, and it's an online class. So how could you really appreciate it? So then you'd have to... Dude, wine is expensive. You have to buy bottles of wine. Look, most... Yeah, again, most of this... Wow, Herbie Hancock teaches jazz. That's cool. Yeah, you could learn music online, definitely. All this stuff. Poker strategy, I guess. Usher teaches the art of performance. How about I never watch that one, huh? He's Usher. If this thing promises me that after this I can dance like Usher, then I'm absolutely going to do that. And then that'll be my career, is just dancing like Usher. Serena Williams teaches tennis. Dude, you're going to break everything in your house swinging a tennis racket around in front of your laptop. Anyways, I'm excited to get started on it. I just wanted to, like, RuPaul teaches self-expression and authenticity. Dude, it's just read a self-help book and you'll be good, man. Maybe it's good. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I haven't done any of them, so who knows? Art of Negotiation, that sounds cool. I'm going to watch that, and then I'm going to trick all my friends into buying me. I'm going to trick all my friends into teaching me how to sing in person or online. Yeah, and yeah, most of them are cool. So, that's something. Know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry I said if I was black, you can't see me. I didn't know that I was racist, so please forgive me and leave me alone.
Short and sweet. That was another TikTok. I don't know the video she's referring to, but she said, if I was black, you can't see me. And she didn't know that was racist, which I guess, you know what? If you didn't know, you didn't know. We shouldn't cancel her just for not knowing something so obvious. And then she, I don't have the video, but then she, because you couldn't save it for whatever reason, she posted another one that was just a long, like, paragraph. And apparently people have been trying to get her to say the N-word. And first of all, I think that's hilarious that people are trying to get someone to say the N-word. But if she's asking, there's a couple things, man. If you're getting bullied, you're just fueling it by asking people to stop specifically bullying you for one thing. Because then you're telling them what you're insecure about. It's like, it's hard, but the only way to get around it is to ignore it or to fistfight them. And you can't fistfight TikToks, so, or TikTok comments. So just block them, ignore them. If they call you the N-word and you're white, they'll probably delete it right after. If they make fun of you for not knowing enough about Hitler to talk about Adolf, they'll also probably delete it right after. If they make fun of you for teaching a class online about singing, then you're probably Christina Aguilera and you're fine anyway. So don't worry about it, you know? It is an interesting app, man. If you're not on it, get on it. And if you're on astrology, get off of it. Hello. Hello, Rachel. Gotta work on my German accent, man. I'm half German. I suspect once school is back in person. Apparently they're reopening a lot of the country, which, you know, we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully it doesn't make it worse. I'm hopeful that it makes it better. Or that it just gets better. It looks like they're testing some good cures or vaccines. But I don't know. I don't read enough. So hopefully it's getting better. And 'cause I know my brother's coming out in July. And we want to do something out here because the beaches aren't even open. They're open in other parts of California, but not LA, so that's cool. But I suspect that once that happens, I won't be able to record as much, at least until I get a new apartment, which could be soon, who knows. I'm saving some money, but I gotta buy a car, so I'm not gonna record there. I want to start having guests on, though, for sure, but I need a mixer. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna talk about. This doesn't matter. I learned that it's better to do these things with someone in the room, because you have something to feed off of. Because I did that with the last prank video, and it was way better. This is a short episode today. I have to do my speech still, so. I promoted it last week, but there's a shirt. It's the creator t-shirt. It's on designbedjake.com. It's a good shirt. Buy it. I told you about my mom's salon, toolboxstudiosalon.com. Go there, because you don't look good. You know? And if you want to email me literally anything at wrcpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll read it on the show. And follow me, Instagram and Twitter, Jordan Witzkin, you'll find me. The podcast is on those as well, just look it up. And follow Jake, Designed by Jake. And that's all I got. Let me play this guy. If you stuck around this far, then you get a treat of listening to this guy.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. Oh, 'cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh, ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance.
Hey, if you like that, subscribe, like it, and watch more.